French President François Hollande said today that the French people, quote, must realize that the terrorists will not give up until we stop them. He made the remarks after an 85-year-old French priest was killed inside a church this morning in an apparent terror attack. French authorities blamed ISIS for this latest attack, and terrorism is, of course, affecting daily life in Europe and the continent's appeal to tourists. I spoke earlier with Giselle Laborde-Sanchez with MENA Tours and Travel in Chicago, and I asked her if she has customers who are rethinking their European travel plans.
I've had some that had concerns about traveling to Europe, but we've had quite a bit of people traveling to Europe over the last couple of years.
I see. So I was looking at, for example, the State Department's travel alerts and advisories that they put out for U.S. citizens. And there isn't actually a country-specific one recently for, you know, places like France. But back in May, at the end of May, they did sort of give a European-wide travel alert, just telling Americans to be vigilant about traveling in Europe because of heightened concerns over terrorism. When people come to you and talk about where they want to visit and why, are there particular European countries that they're talking about?
Yes, there are some places that they mention, like France or Paris is one place that they would not like to travel to. There is also Belgium that's dropped off a little bit. But Spain, Italy, Greece is very much picked up in the last year.
It's interesting because obviously tourism is a huge industry in places like France. Are some of these travel groups within the countries offering special deals to keep people coming?
Yes. And that is one of the reasons that travel has picked up, because this year airfare has been probably 30, in some cases 40% lower than it normally is during this time of year,
wow,
which is high season.
So significantly discounted airfares for some places. And anything else on tours or package deals?
Well, there are some destinations that during this time are very difficult to get hotels. And if you find them, they're at a really high premium cost. This year, finding hotel availability is not a challenge. It's been easy. So it's made our job a little bit better where we can get better price points for clients.
Now, what about travel insurance? People are recommended to get it, but in the case of, for example, a terrorist attack, would travel insurance cover a person?
It depends on the policy. There are some policy that will cover a terrorist attack in the city that they're arriving to within a certain number of days. So that is a good thing to have. Sometimes if they are in said city and need to get out, if the policy does cover for attacks of terrorism, they will be able to get assistance in leaving that city.
Finally, Giselle, I'm wondering if someone came to you and said, hey, look, I really want to have this grand European tour, but I'm feeling a great deal of concern because of terrorism or terrorism-linked events that have been happening in Europe. I mean, what would you tell them? How would you advise them as a travel agent?
So we try to follow the warnings from the U.S. government and the State Department. We advise them, and then ultimately it's the client's decision to go. You know, we kind of see how tense they are and how well-traveled they are and how they feel about the travel. And again, we never try to pressure anybody to go anywhere, but we try to give them the information so they make a correct decision.
Well, Giselle Laborde-Sanchez is a travel consultant for MENA Tours and Travel in Chicago. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.